You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. Hi everyone. As I said earlier, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Andrew, and this is Pop Past and Present. And before we get into some of the music today, I'm going to start with a small PSA. I'm going to do a really short one. I think I'm going to do the Shell radio ad. Let's hear it.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Okay, so today, as the final show this semester, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite artists, Pink Panthers, and her 2025 mixtape, Fancy That. I actually just recently got to see her last night, and it was incredible. And I really did enjoy getting to see like this mixtape kind of put on display in front of me. But before getting into many of the details, I want to start with one of the most popular songs from the album, just to introduce you to her. Her name is Pink, and she's glad to meet you. This is Illegal by Pink Panthers.
Glad to meet you. You're recommended to me by some people. Hey, ooh, is this illegal? Hey, ooh, it feels illegal. I've saw the quite a few times with paranoia. Oh, what's your name? I don't know what I should call you. It used to, and maybe next time I'll tell. but tell me why my heartbeat is in a rush.
Fancy That by Pink Panthers, released last year, on May 9th, 2025, nearly 1 year ago. And it's kind of been fascinating to watch how this is Pink's largest, project yet. I started listening to her back in 2021, I believe, whenever I first heard her song Break It Off, which first blew up on TikTok. And since then, it's really been fascinating to watch her almost grow into her own image. She started off as somebody who, very much was just a much smaller personality. Her music, I'd say, was very, almost meek. It's been fascinating to watch her grow into almost the pop star that she is right now. I think that Fancy That really marks a turning point in her career, just because this is the most dance-focused record she's put out so far. Everything before, whilst Fancy That is still very personal, felt much more, intimate than Fancy That. Fancy That, on the other hand, is her really exploring a lot of her influences. Nearly every song in the album, I think actually every song, actually samples, two or three other songs and artists that she's influenced, and she's really used Fancy That as an opportunity to uplift some other smaller artists. To begin, I want to play two songs that just in general, I think, kind of influenced her vibe of the song, and I just love both these songs so much, and I heard them during the pre-show playlist, and I love these songs independently of Pink, and I don't know. So up next is Breathe On Me by Britney Spears and Electro World by Perfume.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really love Electro World so much. That song, I think it's like one of the most like mid-2000s, almost like a 2000s optimism song to me. And I think that's also where Pink comes from in a lot of her music. A lot of her songs, they've grown to be much more hopeful. I feel like some of her early works really talked about, you know, mental health and almost like a feeling of a loss of joy with maturity. But as she's like matured as a person, I think she's really been able to like find the joy in her music. And I think one of the most joyful songs on this album is Girl Like Me. Every time I hear this song, I just feel incredible. But it is one of these songs that has one of the most prevalent samples. It samples the song Romeo by Basement Jaxx. And I really like some Basement Jaxx songs. Like, I'm not the hugest fan of them, but I definitely think that this album helped me to really like learn just about their discography. And I want to play Girl Like Me by Pink Panthers, and then the song which it samples afterwards, Romeo by Basement Jaxx.
Used to be my Romeo.
used to be my Romeo.
Listening back and kind of reflecting on Fancy That, it really reminds me of another kind of sample-heavy electronic album, that is Confessions on the Dance Floor by Madonna. I find that their use of samples from, you know, the artist's childhood and, like, their youth, I think that they both have very similar themes of just kind of, like, letting go and just, like, dancing. But it still feels very personal. You know, both albums still feel uniquely Madonna and uniquely Pink Panthers. Additionally, I want to play one of the other songs that gets sampled. Well, I'm not going to play the Pink Panther song that samples this song. It's just another artist from her youth. And in a way, Madonna, this album, Confessions on the Dance Floor, that album is from Pink Panther's youth. So up next is Hung Up by Madonna and Freak Like Me by Sugar Babes.
Time goes by. So slowly, 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 time goes by. So slowly. We'll be right back.
So, after the very, like, successful release of Fancy That, it felt like Pink was everywhere. I feel like every album she's released, she's had one or two songs that were really popular on TikTok. When she was first getting started, it was songs like Break It Off or Pain. And then whenever she released her previous album, it was the remix of Boy's a Liar that was added as the deluxe track on the album that actually blew up, like, on TikTok as well. And with Fancy That, her song Illegal really found a lot of, like, popularity. I feel like it also almost established her as much more of, like, a character. It felt as if Fancy That really, like, I feel like I just saw a much larger increase of, like, her social media presence. It also kind of felt like she's just becoming more, like, almost confident as an artist. And I think she started to use this platform to uplift others. Near the end of 2025, in October, on October 10th, 2025, she released the remix album Fancy Some More. It's incredibly long, with nearly every single track having two or three more remixes, and I really enjoyed, I enjoy so many of the artists that were actually featured on here. And one of the songs that were like my favorite remix, I think, still to this day, and it's the remix of Stateside featuring Blade. I think that he's an artist that she's definitely looked up to. He's very like prominent within like a lot of like the almost SoundCloud like cloud rap scene, and very well known for like his usage of samples in his music as well. And I just really enjoyed this remix. Additionally, two other artists that she's mentioned before, one of which I feel like she's very inspired by, another one that she has inspired, are the artists Kalayla and Nia Archives. Kalayla is another, if I'm not mistaken, actually all three of them are self-produced pop, dance artists. And all three of their recent projects have taken some inspiration from, you know, like Jungle and Breakcore and DMB. Kalayla's album Raven from 2023, I love this album very much. Her song Happy Ending has this really beautiful just drum in the background, and Pink has said that Kalayla is one of her dream artists. Well, Kalayla used to be one of Pink Panthers' dream artists to collaborate with, before they eventually did collaborate on Pink Panthers' song Bury Me, and so it was just an incredible moment getting to meet her, because Pink looked up to Kalayla so much. Nia Archives, similar to Pink Panthers, kind of started producing in her bedroom, and is really, like, blown up. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she's British as well. Out of all three of these artists, she's the one I'm least familiar with, but I think that her music takes very clear inspiration from Pink Panthers. Oh my goodness, excuse me. From combining, like, you know, her pop, like, savantness with almost, like, kind of like a jungle, and, like, just a very, very, like, just the uses of drum. Like, I'm saying jungle, DMB, breakbeat, all these sounds kind of sound the same to me. Just really fascinating and fast-paced drumming. So, up next is Stateside Blade Remix by Pink Panthers and Blade, Happy Ending by Kalayla, and Boys in Blue by Nia Archives. I'm freezing outside. Too far away. In regards to uplifting other artists, I think that Pink Panthers has kind of seen some other smaller artists that kind of have like a similar start to her. Two of the openers that she's chosen for her tour, for the America and the European legs, are both people that I've been listening to for a while and kind of watched them, like, I don't think they're huge or anything, but I think this is like the biggest shows that they've gotten to play so far. And it's really awesome to see Pink kind of uplifting artists who kind of started similar to her in their bedrooms and kind of give them the platform. And these two artists are CeCe Natalie and Aikida. I actually got to meet CeCe Natalie last night, and it was awesome. Maybe she like wasn't all there, but she was just like there to have a good time. She was so happy to see me. Her touring DJ, Ali RQ, she's so sweet too. I love some of her remixes. It was just fantastic to be able to like actually meet them. Aikida's another person. She's been on my radar, I think, since like 2023, since she released her first song. But I think that she really is like next up, and I don't think enough people talk about her. Both of them are like electronic dance artists in a similar vein to Pink Panthers. I'm very happy that she's able to kind of give these people like just the recognition I think they deserve. And I think we'll be seeing great things from them in like 2 or 3 years. So up next is Excitin' by CeCe Natalie and NEX by Aikida.
Take me back, you call, I keep that.
You cry and lie, I see.
say goodnight, bye-bye. Bye-bye. If that's just any act, I'd leave for last. My Rolodex does move on next. That's just any act, I'd leave for last. My Rolodex does move on next. That's just any act.
So, to play one last song, I want to play what I think has been the most popular song off, well, I suppose off the remix album, but really out of any, I guess, the Fancy That Greater Canon. Earlier, I played the Stateside plus Blade remix, which I think still is my favorite off the album, but the one that first went under the radar for me, but really kind of allowed both the woman on it to blow up, is the Stateside plus Zara Larsson remix. I think it's the most popular song off, well, it is the most popular song off of both. And it's just so hopeful. And I think that, as I mentioned earlier, it's been really fascinating to watch Pink Panthers' career grow from a bit, like, moodier, a bit more somber when she was younger, into, like, a much more mature and confident and almost, like, upbeat personality. And I think that Stateside with Zara Larsson, another artist who started off, I think, if not mistaken, Zara Larsson, she's been making music for over 10 years, but started when she was around, like, 15 or 16, it's just fascinating to watch the two of them come together on this. And the music video is also incredible. It's by my favorite, like, director of, like, music videos. I don't know if she's a creative director specifically or... because she does a lot, but Charlotte Rutherford, I'm a big fan of her. This is Stateside with Zara Larsson. Everybody have a wonderful day.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I check your pain right. Well, when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same fight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. But I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you? Never been abroad before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. All the boys out here the same. What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to. You're talking to me. You can be my American. Ha, ha, ha. You can be my American. Ha, ha, ha. What can you say? Like you wanted to.
the stage. I've been soaring stateside, kissing my Swedish boy over FaceTime. Oh no, opening up would make me a headline. Boots, that's my ego boost. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl I've been in. Ha, ha, stay. Never met a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys out here the same?
Till I'm